Hello, this is Dr. Tim Hagman with another Nature's Remedies. Today's topic is about vaccines. These sure look like they've really helped mankind, as we don't see the ravages of terrible illnesses like smallpox anymore. Indeed, it looks like we've succeeded in eliminating the smallpox virus from the face of the earth. Excepting what some militaries have in cold storage, but I'm not sure what to say about that. Interestingly, many of the childhood illnesses we still vaccinate against don't seem to be very prevalent anymore, like polio, or even pertussis, also called whooping cough. But we are warned that this last one can come back if we relax our vaccination compliance. Diphtheria sure seems to be gone, but it's still in the shots we give, mixed in with pertussis and tetanus. What seems kind of troubling, though, is the other things placed into the vaccine, which gets injected into a person. Often, of course, a child or baby. Heavy metals like mercury and aluminum, which are not only dangerous neurotoxins, but have a tendency to bioaccumulate. That is, they might not always leave the body that easily once placed in it. Last week, I spoke of researchers discovering toxins may be the most important determinant of many of the chronic diseases which appear to be on the increase on this planet in recent years. While the heavy metals may be in microgram amounts in a single vaccine dose, it doesn't take amounts much more than that to make a difference, as we're seeing with toxins like glyphosate, a pesticide, and a potential driver of chronic illness. Well, we're told the vaccines are perfectly safe, aren't we? This certainly seems to be implied, as people, adults as well as children, are strongly urged to get vaccinated against, well, everything it seems there happens to be a vaccine for. Smallpox used to disfigure and kill, and polio could paralyze a person for life, which is what happened to President Roosevelt before there was a vaccine. Chickenpox, though. Is that really that dangerous? I had this as a child, and nobody I remember was cowering in fear before it. It was fine, as I didn't need to go to school for a couple of days. Could that be related to getting the vaccine? Days off from school equaling parents needing to stay home from work? If memory serves, that was a big part of the rationale for chickenpox vaccination. If there's no risk to a vaccination, I guess there's not much of a problem. But what are the risks? One seems to be that due to the lack of wild herpes zoster virus, which causes chickenpox, there's more shingles outbreaks in older people. This is a very painful condition, far, far worse than getting chickenpox as a child. Are people warned about this unforeseen consequence? What do you think? Oh, but vaccines to be to the rescue again, as now we have a shot for shingles as well. So everyone can be happy. As long as this silly balancing act works. And as I've alluded to, even if there's studies supposedly showing a given vaccine is safe, I would think it's related to very specific things a given study is looking at. If much of the problems are cumulative, where the metals and other additives added our ever-increasing list of conditions we're told to be vaccinated against, then these safety studies become very limited. So my point is that perhaps this vaccination issue isn't black and white, and maybe parents and the public in general should be encouraged to explore the benefits and the costs of vaccinations, instead of what's happening now. Well, thanks for listening. This has been another Nature's Remedies with Dr. Tim Hagney, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week.